The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Yeah, great. Hi. Welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great! Welcome! Great. So, it's an hour dedicated to practicing the practices of the heart, the Brahma Viharas, loving kindness, compassion, gratitude, vicarious joy, equanimity, just these practices. So Diana Clark and I share this hour. She'll be back from retreat next week. And basically what we do is we talk a little bit about the practice for a few minutes. And then we do a guided meditation. That's really the bulk of our time together. Just we sit together. And then there's a little bit of time for discussion, conversation, community building, sharing, being held witness, which can also be very powerful. And then some time for a Q&A. And then we go home happy, happy year, or plant the seeds for more happiness, hopefully, in the future, in our hearts and minds. So for tonight's practice, I'd like to offer practice of loving kindness or metta for both ourselves and also somebody we're having difficulty with. So part of this practice tonight you might find a little challenging, and that's perfectly okay. It's not, if it was easy, it wouldn't be a practice, right? We wouldn't be practicing it. It would all be, yeah. Feel free to take care of yourself. Okay. Sitting out here usually, Beatrice, it's Beatrice, right? It's sitting out here sometimes could help with sense in the room. Other people have reported this area is okay. Or feel free to sit up there if that's better for you. Take care of yourself. That's part of practicing metta. So I'm glad you got up, taking care of yourself. Practice of metta. Great. It is what it is, the body. So with that, just to say, with this practice tonight, you might be trying to cultivate kindness, friendliness, goodwill, both towards yourself, and then we'll work with the person you're having difficulty with, and the opposite might come up, you know. And that's perfectly okay. It doesn't mean that you're doing this practice wrong. Hi, come on in. Does it mean that you're doing this practice wrong? The practice of metta, loving kindness, is also a purification practice. What does that mean, purification practice? It means that feelings that are there already, for example, and you may not really be in touch with them, that they're there. So, for example, you're trying to cultivate kindness towards yourself, and then you think, oh, I'm not worthy of this. Ouch. That feeling comes up, and you sit with that, and you open up to that, and you make space for that. You bring kindness to that feeling. So whatever comes up for you is the right practice for you tonight, is what you need to be with. The practice isn't out there. There is not such an ideal thing as, oh, the perfect practice of loving kindness. Like, oh, if I were doing it right, I would be filled with universal love for everyone. That might happen now and then, but if your experience is anything but or the opposite, it's okay. It's exactly what it needs to be. Does that make sense? Yes? A little bit? No? So whatever comes up tonight, have kindness towards whatever comes up. Okay? Whatever it is. We don't always know what's going to come up, what the conditions are going to be. The sound system may not be working. Who knows? You know, it's life. But whatever comes up, we roll with it. Right? We roll with it. It makes life easier. It's just the rolling with. Okay? So with that, I'm going to invite you to make yourself comfortable in wherever you're sitting, whether it's on a chair or a cushion, if you need to move a little bit, move your body, see what your body needs. And also, if you need more cushions, if you're new to IMC, there are lots of cushions and things like that, soft things. So please get up and get them. Make yourself comfortable wherever you're sitting. And whether you're sitting in a chair or you're sitting on a cushion on the floor, allow your back to be straight. Allow your back to feel like as if there is a string connected to the top of your head. And this string, invisible string, is ever so gently pulling you up, giving you a boost. And just as you feel your body being opened up and stretched up, thank you. Allowing the rest of your body, allowing your muscles, allowing everything to soften and relax. When the body relaxes, when the body is soft, the mind can soften and relax. So it is very important in this practice to invite, allow your body to be soft and relaxed. With every out-breath, with every out-breath, softening, settling into the body some more. Just taking a few moments to arrive in this body. Arrive in this moment, softening, relaxing, noticing if there is tension anywhere, and softening, relaxing some more. Nowhere to go in this moment, nothing to do but to be here. Letting go consciously, making a decision in this moment to let go of everything that has come before today. The busyness of the day, the busyness of getting here, the expectations, just all of that. Allow yourself some refuge in this moment in time. Allow this moment, this precious moment, this passing moment, allow it to be your refuge. Allow it to be a safe place, a place that you rest. Coming home, you are home. You are home. Just recognizing, softening, relaxing into your body, into the ease that is available. Within you, all around you. If we allow ourselves to see it, to be with it. Breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Softening some more. allowing the in-breath and the out-breath to soothe, to calm, to collect. Like a soothing lullaby. Breath moving throughout the body, expanding the belly, the chest, the whole body contracting. Resting, as if your body is a feather bed, soft, and your breath moving in and out is a soft pillow, and a warm, comfortable comforter. Resting. Feeling the in-breath and the out-breath in the body, in the belly. Calming, soothing, settling. Every in-breath, every out-breath, settling some more. And if there are thoughts, plans, memories, it's all okay. They will come up. You're not doing this practice wrong. When they come up, for the purpose of tonight's practice, just simply saying, not now, ever so gently. The thoughts, the plans, memories, images will still be here. Just bow to them. Not now. I will come back to you. I don't dislike you. There's nothing wrong with you. But just not now. Taking a refuge right now. A moment of peace and rest. Just to calm and collect. To be more available. Breathing in, breathing out. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something kind and thoughtful you've done for someone recently. It doesn't have to be a big, huge act. Maybe you were there for a friend or a colleague or a relative. Maybe you provided emotional support to someone they could be with and talk to. Or you did something kind for someone. Did them a favor. Or just by your presence you made someone happy. You showed up. have to be a big act, but just something simple. Just bring that to mind and let your body rest. Rest in the goodness of the act. Not so much as if it was yours, but it's the goodness. There's a kind action, kind intention. Resting in the kind intention of just simply caring for someone, being there for them. It doesn't have to be big, huge, universal love. Just an act of care, simple care for another being. Very simple. And let your heart, your mind rest in that care, in that just simple simplicity of that goodness, not huge. But like a flicker that's part of the flame of goodness in the world, goodness in humanity, that flicker. That goodness that you too are a part of, you just are, is part of being human. Recognizing that goodness within you. And if judgments come up, but oh, you did it this way, you could have done more, let those judgments go for now. Let them go. Let's keep it very simple. And just appreciating the flame of goodness, the inner goodness, and appreciating yourself. Perhaps simply saying, I appreciate the inner goodness within me. I appreciate the goodwill. I appreciate the care that is available. That I'm a part of. And letting your body soften and rest. Rest in that goodness, rest in that care. Recognizing perhaps if it is available to you, your intention, your highest intention in your heart to be kind, to be good, to do good in the world, to take wholesome actions as much as possible. Just touching into that intention. The intention to align your life with your highest intention, to live it, which is what has brought you tonight to meditate, to learn, to sit. It's that desire, that aspiration for goodness, for peace, for care, for love. Recognizing that. And as you get in touch with that inner goodness, the aspiration, that light within you, wishing yourself, wishing this goodness more ease, safety, well-being. May there be ease for me. May there be well-being for me. May there be goodness in my life. May there be safety in my life. May this body be healthy. May this mind be happy. May I be supported, may I feel supported in my life and cultivating my own goodness, my own care, my aspirations. And see what phrases, what wishes connect for you. And also you can experiment. I invite you to experiment by putting the palm of your hand in your heart center to really connect with yourself as you wish yourself. This being that is you, who has aspirations for goodness. Wishing well and ease, wishing goodness. May I have ease. May I have goodness. May I have health and well-being in my life as I move through fulfilling my highest aspirations. May there be ease for me. May there be blessings. May there be goodness. Just holding yourself with kind good wishes, with goodness, holding yourself with your own goodness. May I be a light unto myself and others. May my goodness support me. May there be ease, safety, health, well-being. For me. Or you can simply use the classic phrases, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life flow with as much ease as possible. Or maybe, may I accept myself. May I accept myself just as I am. May I see my own inner goodness. Or maybe, may I someday open up to see my own inner goodness. Whatever works for you, whatever is your way in. To hold yourself with some care, with some goodness, as much as available. And if judgments come up, hold them too with kindness. See them just as a voice of judgment. If the voice is, oh, you don't deserve this, you're not good, blah, blah, blah. Unfold that, engulf that too. With your goodness, it's all okay. Shine the light of goodness on the judgments, not having to squash them, but just to see them clearly. They are just voices of judgment. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to believe them. May I hold myself with care. May I care for myself happily. May I be open to my own heart's goodness and care and kindness, good intentions. Feel free to repeat any of these phrases that work for you. I'm just offering a lot of different options. Feel free to experiment. And just keep it simple. May I care for myself. Or I care for myself. I see the good in me. Or may I see the good in me. May I open up and embrace the goodness, the kindness, the goodwill, the friendliness that is in me. May I recognize it. May I hold it with care. Or simply, may I be happy, may I be well. May I be happy, may I be well. Again, if judgments arise as you're wishing yourself well and connecting with your inner goodness, trust. Trust if you can. Trust that the force of goodness in you is stronger, is more wholesome, is wider than these judgments, than these voices of judgments. Trusting in the goodness in you. Giving it more nourishment, more power, listening to it more than to the voices of judgment. It's a Native American story that there are two wolves who live within you. One that is kind, loving, forgiving, gracious, good. The other who is difficult, judging, not so kind. And the question is, which one will win? Whichever wolf you feed. Whichever wolf you feed, feed the goodness. Listen to the goodness in you. Listen to the kindness. Connect with your inner goodness. The voices of judgments are there. They come and go. They don't need to be believed. They don't need to be fed. Now I would like to invite you, if you would, you can continue with this practice of wishing yourself well, connecting with your own goodness, cultivating friendliness, kindness, metta for yourself. Or if you like, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone you're having a little bit of difficulty with. Maybe not the number one person on your list. Someone you're having a little bit of difficulty with. Bringing them to mind. Someone, perhaps, when you think of just a little bit of a complication in the relationship, not a feeling of ease or safety. And that's okay. As you bring them to mind, softening, relaxing your body in case your body tightens up a little bit thinking about them. Bring to mind that just like you, this person wants to be happy. Just like you, this person doesn't want to suffer, wants to be loved. They want to care for others. They want to be cared for. They want to be safe. Just like you, they have worries, they have sadness. They've had sorrow and loss. And just like you, they have hopes and dreams, aspirations. Just like you, they don't wake up in the morning wanting to do harm. They're doing the best they can. They're doing the best they can. Not to condone perhaps the harm or the difficulty in this relationship or the actions that have caused you harm or cause you harm. Not to condone that. Not to condone the behavior. But just to see the inner humanity, the common humanity of this person. Just like you, they're human. In the same boat, they suffer. They have a body that aches and hurts and gets old. Just like you, they want to do good in the world, in their own way. Even if you don't see it, even if it's not aligned with the way you see the world. There are people this person cares about. They're also object of affection of other people. They are kind to others. They try to do good. They're not so different from you. And seeing that common humanity, that intention for goodness, again, not condoning the actions and the hurt and the behavior, but just connecting with the inner human that's just like you in this human condition. Sharing goodwill for this person. Seeing their inner humanity. And dropping for a moment, just for a moment, dropping our armor. And wishing them well. Doesn't mean that we're going to let them into our lives or be best friends, but just seeing their humanity. May you not hurt. May you too have goodness and happiness in your life. May you have health and ease. May you be loved. May you feel supported. May you not suffer. May you be happy. For the goodness that's in your heart, for the goodwill that you have, for the kindness that you must have offered to other people, or maybe even to me at some point in my life. Maybe our relationship is complicated now. I offer you goodwill. I offer you blessings. See if it's available to you. And if it's not, that's okay too. Don't push it. Don't push it. But if it's available, just to see their inner goodness. Just the flicker. They are doing their best. Even if it may look messy, just as you are doing your best, and sometimes it looks pretty messy. Now wishing both of you well. You're entangled in this human condition together. May both of us, may we both have ease and safety and well-being. May we both feel supported in our lives. Feel supported, feel loved. Be happy and healthy and have goodness in our lives. May there be ease for both of us in every way. May there be ease all around. And check in with your body. Let your body be soft and easeful if any tension has crept in. Soften your body as you share these good wishes of goodwill. May both of us, entangled in this web of causes and conditions beyond our control, from years and years ago, the way we are, the way we are conditioned, the way we have been conditioned, and we interact in ways that have caused harm and difficulty for both of us. May there be ease for both of us. May there be goodness. I hold both of us in goodwill and care, wishing both of us happiness, seeing both of our inner goodness and our humanity. We are both doing our best, and it can look messy sometimes. Maybe for the last minute or two, without words, holding yourself and this person just in wordless goodwill. So what I'd like to invite you to do for just a few minutes, and you don't have to if you don't want to participate in the group discussion, it's perfectly okay. You can just sit and close your eyes and be in contemplation. But if you're open to it, I invite you to perhaps challenge yourself a bit, if it's okay. At this point, we'll get into small groups of three, and just each person will share as much or as little as you want about how this was for you, what came up, and anything is fine. I fell asleep, this didn't work for me, that's perfectly fine. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just sharing with and building community at IMC. So if it's okay, if you'd like to participate, look around, find someone, two other people to chat with. And if you don't want to participate, it's okay. It's really okay. It's really fine. Okay, great. So we have some time for comments and questions. Like, how was that? What came up? What was interesting? What was challenging? Anything or any questions? Please, we've got a few minutes. Let's use it. Don't be shy. Please, yeah.
So I came in kind of late, on? I came in late and tired and 40-minute drive, so I think I just wasn't able to stay with the meditation as much as I would have liked to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came in the middle of when you were saying something like, you know, may I see my inner goodness, or I see my inner goodness, or something. And that's something I have difficulty with.
Yeah.
I was sharing in my group that there are certain qualities that I feel like I can acknowledge, like intelligence or determination. But there are other qualities that are hard for me to acknowledge. And I don't know why. Like, you know, one of my teachers said, like, you have kindness. And I just, you know, I could feel my body contract when she said that. And I don't understand why. Resistance, I don't know. So...
yeah.
If you could comment on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because clearly if it has come up for you, it has come up for other people too. Actually, I'm curious for how many people you felt some resistance with. Yeah, it's not uncommon. Yeah, so let's explore together, if it's okay, just explore a little bit. What, for example, if I asked you, so at the beginning, by the way, this was kind of a non-standard way that I was exploring tonight, doing metta for ourselves, holding ourselves in kindness. There are lots of different ways to do it, you know, and this is one of the ways. The good thing about the happy hour is that we have so much time to explore these practices from all kinds of funky and fun and weird dimensions, right? You know, sometimes you see yourself as a child, you know, those are kind of the standard ways. This is more like, oh, seeing your inner goodness and connecting with that. So if it doesn't work for you, that's perfectly cool too. There's so many other ways to explore this practice. This is just yet another way. So you don't have to explore it this way. That's one thing. So you're totally off the hook. And yet, it might be, as you were just saying, like, oh, what's going on? What's this resistance of exploring my own inner goodness? So one thing I was doing at the beginning, and I don't know if you had heard, like, from the beginning, whether it would have kind of like I guided it very slowly into it, or made it easier or not, who knows. One thing is just to bring to mind the memory of something kind you've done for someone. Then there, it's concrete. It's not this, oh, I'm my inner... It's just like, oh, I did this kind act. Oh, there is goodness in that. There's kindness, there's care. But even there could be judgment. Well, you just wanted to get approval, and, you know. So it's usually, so what I would say is usually the judgmental voice that we've given so much energy and power to, that if you could really, really slow down your thinking with mindfulness and you could see exactly what's happening, I would bet money is that maybe... you know, your mind kind of goes to the inner goodness, but then the judgment comes up so strongly and so quickly that it just kind of like, no, you don't have inner goodness. You don't deserve it. It just kind of catapults and just takes everything hostage at that point. So it's really the inner judgment voice that becomes working with our inner critic. Does that ring a bell? How does that land?
So if I, let's see, like if I try to recall something, like I gave something to somebody when I was in Burma.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be helpful. I just wanted to be, you know, useful.
Yeah. Is it possible to connect with that? Just ever so simply. Just with the kindness in that act. A little bit?
Yeah.
Yay! A little bit is great. Yeah. And it's just that little bit. Please, you want to say something else?
No, I think today I'm just really tired, so
yeah.
I'm more hard on myself when I'm tired, so that's all.
Yeah. I'm going to share a favorite quote of mine with you. The difference between despair and hope is a good night's sleep. get a good night's sleep. And yeah. Thank you. Any other thoughts, reflections, please? And this has to be the last one because it is 7 o'clock and I'll be here available. I would love to hear more from you, so come up, but kind of ran late tonight. So.
Yeah, be real quick.
Yeah.
I noticed that loving...
Hold it a little closer.
Oh, loving kindness
is
the only use of the word love. And I wondered, of course, a lot of the words, that places you took us to, or took me to, in could be said to be loving.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering why the word love is not in this practice.
Yeah, why is it not in the loving kindness practice? Or I'm not quite sure.
The word love is not used in I'm holding this person in love.
Oh, you can do that. That's okay too. Yeah. So here's the thing. So that's a great question. I'll give a brief answer. So, you know, the translation of the word metta, you know, is translated as loving kindness, but that's kind of like a quirky, weird, like loving kindness. It's just kindness, it's just goodwill. It's just goodwill, and goodwill when it's really strong, it's like care, it's like love, right? However, the word love has so many different connotations, right? It also often has attachment to it, attachment with it in our culture. It's like, oh, I love you, and there's a lot that goes with it. So the word friendliness, goodwill, kindness, affection, you know, they're all each other's neighbors. And I do use love sometimes. And sometimes it just comes up. It's just feeling of care and love. I love you without any expectation, without any attachment, whether or not you love me back. That, yes, that is metta. Does that help? Great. Awesome. All right. So I'd rather not keep all of you late. You're welcome to leave. And if you'd like to stay and ask more questions and share reflections with you, I'm going to hang out here for a while. So thank you so much for coming tonight and practicing together. It's really lovely. And to say that IMC is supported by volunteers and by your donations. If you feel moved to support, there's a box. And if not, it was freely offered by all of us. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm.